This goes to Troy Novak, PAC, fax 989-463, and leave the last four numbers blank, regarding Donna, middle initial K, Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R, date of birth 11-8-1954. Dear Troy, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Miller with diabetic nephropathy, microalbuminuria, and hypertension. Her last visit was December 16th of last year. She has lost 8 pounds over the last 4 months, and she has tried to restrict caloric intake in order to do so. She does have chronic swelling of both lower legs, and she does try to limit salt intake as well as excessive fluid intake. Currently, she denies headaches or dizziness, no chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea, no nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. Medications, she reports she had to stop Farxiga, and she's also not using Mobic anymore. For blood pressure, she's using amlodipine 5 milligram daily, but she believes her legs are still swelling with that amlodipine. And occasionally she gets facial swelling. And she is now on lisinopril 2.5 milligram daily. Other medications are hydralazine 10 milligram every 8 hours, Coreg 6.25 milligram twice a day, and Crestor, also Ozempic, 2 milligram once weekly. Physical exam, weight 242 pounds, pulse 61, and blood pressure is 106 over 65. Labs, most recent lab studies were done February 24th of 2025. Creatinine is stable and the lowest we've seen it since we started seeing her a year ago, 0.74. Albumin 4.0, calcium 9.5. Sodium 139, potassium 3.9, carbon dioxide 34, phosphorus 3.9. Microalbumin to creatinine ratio is 32, hemoglobin 12.1, normal white count, normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, diabetic nephropathy with improved creatinine levels and minimal microalbuminuria. If any changes need to be made because of edema, and if you want to stop amlodipine, you could increase lisinopril to 5 milligram daily. I would recommend checking a creatinine and a potassium 5 to 7 days after making a change, though, just to make sure she tolerates the increased dose. But that should substitute well for amlodipine and most likely won't cause any increased edema. And I also wanted to highlight for meds that Dr. Shake increased her gabapentin to 300 milligram 3 times a day, and she's also on hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligram daily. So the cause of the edema may also be the increased dose of gabapentin, and I did review that with the patient. And we would like to see labs continued every 3 to 6 months, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.